Yes, Pastor Marcel and Nicole are here today from Haiti. And so Pastor Marcel, we want to ask him to come up and share with you some things, okay? So here he comes.
Good morning, everybody. What a privilege to be in the house of the Lord with you to worship the Lord. I already feel blessed, and I can see the presence of God is shining in your face. So your brothers and sisters in Haiti, they send love and greetings to you. So they've been blessed with your prayers and every thing that you have done, and with your pastors here. And then we bring a DVD from the work in Haiti, so they're going to play it for us. Then after that, I can share more with you. I know so many of you asking how we come across to be together. Your church being a part and involved so much in that ministry in Haiti. 30 years ago, and we met a brother from this church by the name of Marvin Fenema, and went down to Haiti. I invited him to come, which he was willing and came. And we start to do crusade, bring a lot of souls to the kingdom of God. And then not only preaching the crusade, and he start bringing other brothers from this church, like brother Zach and his wife, some other brothers here been in Haiti. And after that, he said, "My brother Marcel, how would you like to see my pastor to come?" And I said, "I would be grateful, brother, to meet your pastor." And then here he bring that great man of God, Pastor Mark, and his beautiful wife down to Haiti, serving together, help the people of God. See, that really show us really the love of God. Because Jesus said the greatest commandment in the Bible is the love. Talking about receive the love is one thing, but pass it out, that's another great thing. Then I, through this ministry here, I began to see you people here helping the school in Haiti. Because you know, the reason that we choose the school is because any third world country or anywhere in this world, school is a key to help the people, especially the children. If people doesn't know how to read and write, they're in bondage, the same as Haiti. So the government doesn't really take great responsibility to train the people, and then that's why the church has to take the responsibility to train the kids, the young adults. And then what the result of it? Right now, we have the best teachers in the land of Haiti coming from that school. And then not only that, we have the best policemen, because in our school, we not only teach the curriculum, but we teach the love of Jesus Christ. And then not only that, the kids always receive a Christmas gift, which is bless them a lot, that really show them the love of Jesus Christ. And then furthermore, I remember that one time I came here, and then I stand here with Pastor Mark, and I begin to share about what we need if we want to see something we can depend on. And then the next step, this church provide the money, we buy a piece of land, which is 5 acres of land. And then right now we have a great banana field, so provide food for the children and help the widows, and we have some income to keep the ministry going. So we just want to thank you very much. And not only that, we have what we call a radio station, because in Haiti a radio station is very mean a lot. We don't have electricity like you do here, but in any little cell phone, you can listen to your radio. And that helped the gospel to spread out all over Haiti. one of the biggest thing. Yes, you can. And then one of the big step again, the Lord bless us with, now we are in the web. Like this morning before I come here, Nicole and I were already connected in Haiti. We hear the service live. The church is packed up. So that's why we start building right now. So we thank God for great people like you. And we thank your pastor and his wife for being a blessing with you for the people in Haiti. Thank you very much, and God bless you.